Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Porel says there is no alternative to election at present. Tribhuvan University prepares to complete all halted examinations within this year. Upper Tamakosi project to generate 152 megawatt power from the 15th of July, and U.S. Federal Aviation Administration grants license for commercial spaceflight. Now, the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Porel has said election is the lifeline of democracy. Inaugurating the office of the Kali-Gandaki Tinau Diversion Multipurpose Project in Butwal today, Deputy Prime Minister Porel claimed that there was no options to election now for the implementation of the constitution. He also urged one and all to stay prepared for election. Deputy Prime Minister Porel further claimed that the government is moving ahead by setting new milestones in the country's development in the areas of infrastructure's development, human development index and transformation in the lives of people. Tribhuvan University has decided to conduct all exams suspended due to COVID-19 pandemic within this year. The Office of the Controller of Examinations is preparing to conduct all suspended exams this year and to regularize its exam calendar. Controller of the Examinations Pushparaj Joshi said the crisis had hampered the examinations regular schedule. As he said, the office is ready to organize the exams amidst the risk of the arrival of third wave of the virus. The exams of bachelor's level, which had to be conducted last year, is yet to take place. The Tribhuvan University has a plan to conduct the exams of first and second year program under the bachelor's degree after mid-July and the first year of bachelor's level under the Faculty of Law and the final year of the master's degree then after. He said that examinations of all 4 years of bachelor's level and the first years of master's level will be held after the SAI. As per the latest provision, 250,000 students will be attending in the pre-SAI examinations and around 600,000 students will participate in the post-SAI examinations. Tribhuvan University and Madan Bhandari Foundation have agreed to grant scholarships for scholarly researchers. The foundation organized a discussion program at the presence of Education, Science and Technology Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha and Vice Chancellor of Tribhuvan University Dr. Dharmakant Bhaskara today and forwarded the agreement. On the occasion, the agreement paper was signed by Secretary of the Foundation Pemba Lama and chiefs of various departments of the university. The much-awaited National Pride Project, Upper Tamakosi Hydropower Project, is all set to come into operation within the 15th of July. From the set date, the project will start generating 152 megawatts of electricity. Project spokesperson Dr. Ganesh Neupane said the trial run of the first unit has been conducted in the first phase and the works are on for conducting the test run for the second unit at present. The project will be connected to the national grid after completing the works of the second unit. The 456 megawatt project is completing nearly 10 years after its construction began. Dr. Neupane says the necessary preparations are on to feed the electricity produced from the project to the national grid from the 27th of June to 3rd of July. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Mm-hmm. भाउजू दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते भाउजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ भाउजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Additional 4,914 corona-infected people registered a full recovery in Nepal today, taking the total recovery tally to more than 581,000. The Ministry of Health and Population has said the recovery rate from COVID-19 now stands at 91.9%. Likewise, the country reported 2,016 more new cases of coronavirus infection today. The Health Ministry has also confirmed 30 corona-related deaths today, leading the total national death tally to 8,975. The government has planned to resume the domestic flights from the 1st of July. The airlines are preparing for flights operations adopting health safety protocols. They have started ticket bookings as well. The breeze over the Karnali River that links Tikapur in Kailali and Rajapur in Bardia district has incurred damages due to flooding. As a result, transportation along the postal highway has been halted. Sub-Inspector of Police Lokendra Chand said the breeze has been depressed due to erosion on the river bank, adding that the efforts were underway to reduce the further risk. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Sir Richard Branson has received the license he needs to fly, paying customers to the edge of his space in his Virgin Galactic rocket plane. The approval was granted on Friday by the U.S. Federation Aviation Administration. It updates an existing license that had permitted Sir Richard's company to conduct test flights only. The UK entrepreneur has some 600 people waiting to take a ride to the height of 90 km to experience weightlessness and to see the curvature of the Earth. US President Joe Biden has said that Afghans are going to have to decide their future as Afghan President Ashraf Ghani visited the White House. Mr. Biden promised continued support for the country even though US and NATO troops are set to finish their withdrawal on the 11th of September. It comes as hardline Islamist Taliban fighters have captured dozens of districts in a recent offensive. Earlier this week, the United Nations had expressed alarm at their gains. The meeting came the day after the U.S. announced plans to evacuate thousands of Afghans worked for the U.S. military ahead of the withdrawal. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2 and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel says there is no alternative to election at present. Tribhuvan University prepares to complete all halted examinations within this year. Upper Tamakosi project to generate 152 megawatt power from the 15th of July and U.S. Federal Aviation Administration grants license for commercial space flight. That's the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website, online readinnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.